You're listening to SBS News.
Minneapolis native Jennifer Kennedy Williams, like many other United States citizens, saw her life derail during the global financial crisis. Unable to find work as a paralegal, she began drinking alcohol again after having been sober for over a decade. Her marriage consequently broke down, and that's when she says she became homeless.
I was married for 13 years, and I lived behind the quarry over Northeast, and I relapsed. I had 13 years sobriety, and my husband just walked away. So I was like, out here, you know, and I tried to get housing, and first they said, you made too much, or you don't this, or you don't that, and it just overwhelming.
A decade of living on the streets, Miss Kennedy Williams would run into her ex-husband, a first responder, regularly. However, she says her luck changed earlier this year when she became the 13th person to move into the Minneapolis Navigation Center.
People at work here have all really helped with everything. I mean, I can't even explain it. Like, they're more supportive than my parents. I mean, I feel like they gave me my life back pretty much.
The temporary housing facility, based on the 1980s Housing First model, is about giving shelter to homeless people suffering from addiction, in the hope it will allow them to get back on their feet. The centre is financially supported by the Minneapolis City Government, the non-profit Simpson Housing, and Red Lake Tribal Nation. Red Lake Nation Secretary Sam Strong says the program aims to take people in and clean them up enough to then help them apply for their own housing.
Well, we started this because we saw our brothers and sisters outside in deplorable conditions and experiencing a lot of the ills that the homeless populations are faced with. And I think out of our own hearts, we wanted to try to help them. You know, and I think that shows that if you give people a helping hand, they'll take it.
The high rates of homeless Indigenous Americans in Minneapolis attracted the northern Minnesota-based Chippewa Indian group to helping the cause. 90% of residents who sought shelter at the Navigating Center have been from a Native American background. Native Americans are 27 times more likely to end up homeless than those from a non-Indigenous background. Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center Executive Director Bettina Park says while the center has helped many people, more still needs to be done.
Overall, when you look at the outcomes, the success, you know, almost 60% of the people were housed. That's remarkable. That's more than any shelter does. The fact that only a few people overdosed, and though tragic, people overdose all the time and no one pays attention. So there was also the ability to kind of raise awareness around it so that we were valuing even those lives that were lost in hopes that we could do something different and better in the future.
In the United States, each night around 550,000 people are homeless, according to the annual Housing and Urban Development Report. Despite the statistic, not all have welcomed the housing project. Critics say half of those in housing eventually slide back into homelessness, an argument Mr. Strong says is an exaggeration. While he recognises some people can relapse, he says in the end it is about helping people be the best they can be.
If you help people, it's going to help your entire community, not only from a social perspective, but also from an economic perspective. And I think there's been a lot of work that's shown this, that we have to invest in our people, and once we invest in our people, they become assets. And these assets can contribute to our tax base, they can contribute to our economy, and more importantly, as a human race, when we take care of all of our people, our entire community will flourish.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.